big goals, key saves, and post-game comments all in one place. This is CBJ Rewind. Here's your host, Zachary Rodier.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-2 at Nationwide Arena. A little over 6 minutes into the first, Matthew Olivier opened the scoring for the Jackets.
And the Oilers have to fight up the near wall to try to get it out of the zone. Olivier's able to keep it in. Danforth goes chasing. He gets there first. Good tap off the backhand to Corrali. Feeds Olivier. He shoots and he scores. Matthew Olivier. Parked, ready, locked and loaded. And he gives the Blue Jackets a 1-0 lead.
With around 5 minutes left in the frame, Alex Nylander gave the Jackets a 2-goal lead.
Out to the neutral zone. Ivan Provorov hustling back in front of his own bench, trying to make a pass that actually went off the stick of the lead forechecker there, and that happened to be Ryan McLeod. Sent all the way back through the neutral zone. Blue Jackets get it in front, and there's a score! Cole Sillinger got it, threw it to Alex Nylander. He finishes the job, and the Blue Jackets double up the Oilers. It's now 2-0.
27 seconds later, Dmitry Voronkov made it a 3-0 game for Columbus.
Sean Corrali puts the puck back behind the Oilers' net. Darnell Nurse goes to get it, and he sets it up for Vincent Desharnais. And now the Blue Jackets steal one at the blue line. Here's Voronkov for the shot, and he scores! Dmitry Voronkov says, thank you very much, as he intercepts the pass and scores the goal to make it 3-0.
Early in the second, Zach Hyman and the Oilers got one back. And with around 8 minutes left in regulation, Corey Perry scored a power play goal for Edmonton to make it a 1-goal game. But with 19.2 seconds left in regulation, Jack Roslovic scored an empty net goal to make it a 4-2 game for Columbus.
Oilers pick it back up. They still have possession. 26 seconds left to go. Blue Jackets flip it off the far glass. Jack Roslovic has it. Puts it to Texier. Back to Roslovic. And he scores! Winner, winner. Who wants some turkey? Jack Roslovic gives the Blue Jackets a 2-goal lead.
That goal from Jack Roslovic sealed the 4-2 win for Columbus, and after the game, Blue Jackets head coach Pascal Vincent praised his team's effort in the win.
Yeah, both. I think we've played a solid 60 minutes tonight. We're seeing the team that is getting more confident. We're seeing a bunch of guys that are, like I said, X's and O's. There's no perfect systems, but when they start playing for each other, executing the system, all five guys on the ice at a time, it becomes a good system. It becomes a good team. Our transitioning game is really good right now. Our defensive gap is really good, playing against probably the best offensive team in the league today, and we didn't give them much through the neutral zone, coming back to D zone. Full effort. So I was really impressed with the start. I was impressed with the fact that, you know, we went out there on a mission to win a hockey game.
The Blue Jackets are back on the ice Saturday afternoon at 12:30 as they host the Nashville Predators at Nationwide Arena for Kids Takeover Day presented by Bob Evans. The pregame show starts at noon both on Bally Sports and the Blue Jackets Radio Network. With CBJ Rewind, I'm Zachary Rodier.